Habakkuk chapter 2, verses 1 to 3. The title of our lesson, I'll go ahead and read the title, so when I read the verses, you'll kind of make the connection. The rewards of patience. The rewards of patience. So the scripture says, I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower and will watch to see what he will say unto me and what I shall answer when I am reproved. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables that he may run that readeth it. And this is the main scripture. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. So, you know, we can trust the scriptures. We can trust what the Lord has for us in the Word of God. And we see here that some things have been promised. And sometimes for us, we're seeking things, maybe spiritual things, things that we have going on in our lives and our hearts. And sometimes it's easy if we don't get an answer immediately. What do? We become impatient. Our patience is tried because human nature is impatient. But the blessed thing for the Christian, we immediately can say, Lord, we know that you have a plan and a purpose in delaying an answer. Sometimes when we ask for something or we're going through a spiritual time that we need some answers from the Lord and we pray, and if we don't get an answer immediately, sometimes we feel like the Lord's left us, that he's not there, but he's there. He's always there. He's always working behind the scenes. Even if we don't get an answer immediately, we can know that God knows us by name. He knows us, and what comes to us has to come through him first. And he always has a purpose in the things that he allows to come to us. It's to mature us. So, patience is what we're talking about tonight. Patience is the ability to wait without becoming annoyed, upset, or angry. The one thing about patience is it's so important that it creates in us confidence, decisiveness, and a hopeful outlook on life. Patience leads to godly wisdom and spiritual success. Patience is one of the most important Christian virtues. Patience is developed by trusting and waiting on God, and also for waiting on his timing and his purposes for our lives. One of the greatest hindrances to patience is allowing the world that we live in to dictate the practice of instant gratification into our thinking. We live in such a fast-paced time to where it is easy to have access to almost anything we want instantly. Although this can be good, you know, in many circumstances, it is definitely a big enemy to our spiritual lives, because we can get into the habit. We're a spoiled people. We really are. If we think about it, we're very spoiled, and it's easy for us to pick up habits and those go with us. And this is not, it's not good, because it teaches one to distrust God's plans and purposes, because in my selfish nature, sometimes I want things done my way and in my time. I don't want to wait for it. I want it now. And especially if it's causing me a little bit of discomfort. The key to that and the answer to that is take it to the Lord. Give it to the Lord and keep your focus on Him. We'll talk about that in a minute. It encourages people to take things into their own hands. If we don't get what we want immediately, we lean to our own human understanding many times and we think, well, I'll just do this to take care of this and get what I want. And sometimes we don't even see that that's a bad thing. And it also tears down hope and it causes us to fail to see the lessons that our Heavenly Father desires to teach us. Impatience actually destroys our confidence in the Lord. When we become impatient, we can get bad attitudes. We can accuse God. And it just causes more problems for ourselves, more spiritual needs. So impatience actually destroys our confidence in the Lord. And it destroys us being able to know Him as He desires for us to and as we can know Him. Impatience reveals deep needs of the heart while waiting on God as He works deeper in our hearts according to how He sees best for us. And we need to remember that since He knows us through and through, He knows us by name, He knows what we're going through. So the best thing to do when you're going through things, instead of becoming impatient and becoming angry, we should just say, Lord, what is it you're trying to teach me? So it is most helpful and encouraging if, number one, in times like this, when we may not see a need being met or something being turned around or seeing action in answer to our prayers, number one, what you need to do is to keep close checks on your attitudes, because attitudes can be very damaging, especially in your relationship to God, because if you let one little accusation come in, it will destroy and affect your faith and confidence in God. And number two, we need to be decisive with our intentions concerning the Lord and what we plan to do with the Lord. We need to know that He's God and know that He knows best for us. And we need to be decisive, decided. I have decided. You know that little song, that little chorus that children sing many times at camp, and I have decided to follow Jesus, no turning back, no turning back. You know that song? Well, we have to decide in our heart, that's what I'm going to do. And I'm going to decide that I'm not going to allow anything to affect my attitude toward God. Even in the midst, if I do not see God working out a prayer request or a spiritual need I brought to Him in my heart, I've decided I'm going to follow Him. I'm going to trust Him. Also, you need to pray for patience and fortitude. And number four, we need to pray for God to reveal the next step. We may be at a step in our life to where we don't know which way to go next. Be patient and pray and ask God to reveal more. What is your next step for me? I've come this far and you brought me to this place. So Lord, help me. Help me to know what your next step is for me, not what I think it might be. And that was number four. Number five, pray for your heart to be open to the work God is trying to do in your heart. All the time we may be fussing and fuming inside and in our heart all upset because we don't see God doing something. I promise you, God is never inactive, especially concerning us and in our lives. You may not see it, but remember, He knows what's best for you, and He's always working behind the scenes. Don't let your heart be turned away from that fact. And last but not least, we need to expect great things to be accomplished in our hearts. Don't forget that. That is so important. We need to come to the Lord. When you come to the Lord and pray, sometimes it's easy to get in the habit of, you know, just praying and asking for the same things over and over and over. How do you come to the Lord in prayer? Do you come with anticipation and expectation that God's going to do something good for you, that He's going to work a miracle, that He's working on your behalf, and that He's doing something right now in your heart? Take the time to say, Lord, help me to evaluate my life. Help me to look at it and see where I am with You and where I need to be. And if you will do that, great things will be accomplished in your heart and your life. So patience is not indifference. Patience conveys the idea of a strong rock that's withstanding all onslaughts. And what that means is anything that comes to you, that strong rock is withstanding all of those for you. You know, there's a saying that I heard that spoke to my heart not too long after I was saved. And a preacher said, the rock, I may tremble on the rock, but the rock never trembles under me. Talking about the Lord as the rock. The vision of God is the source of patience. Now, I want you to listen to this. Don't miss this point. This is a real good point. So true. The vision of God is the source of patience. Okay, I'll explain. Because a vision of God in any given circumstance gives us inspiration and hope. Because we realize, okay, I may not see my prayers being answered. I may not be exactly where I want to be right now, but I'm seeking God and I'm determined to find God in this and to find His purpose in it. And so we have a vision of Him instead of focusing on the problem and all the negatives. We have our vision focused on God. That is the source of patience. And that gives us the inspiration and hope that we need to come through things. Look at Moses. Look what he endured. He endured not because he had an ideal of what was right and even duty, what he was supposed to do. But because he had a vision of who God was and what his faithful character represented. That's what gave Moses the inspiration to be faithful and to get through hardships and all the things that he needed to do. He endured as seeing Him who is invisible and who can be trusted to keep His promises. That is something we need to always remember when going through difficulties, health problems, financial problems, spiritual problems, whatever. We need to remember that although he is invisible to our eye, he is not invisible in our hearts. He lives. He lives in the heart of every believer. And let me encourage those who do not know God, for those who are seeking to know God, he honors that. He honors that seeking. Don't forget that. So who can be trusted to keep his promises? God. Man cannot always be trusted, but God never fails us. He's the one who is able to meet every need, any need that our frail natures can present to him. Is that not an encouragement? There's not anything that we can present to God that he's not able to help us through if our confidence is in him. A person with the vision of God is not devoted to a cause or to any particular issue. He is devoted to God himself. That is his vision. That is the hope that he has. The vision of God, if you'll keep that vision, you know, in your mind, and remember that scripture that says, without a vision, men perish. That may be talking about a vision to do something for God, but without a vision of God, we can put that into a practical use as well. We will fail. If you have a vision to know God, if you have a vision to do something for God, to honor him, just be patient to not lose your vision or hope of this need being met by God, because he's promised us that if we will come to him and it is a need that God can honor, he will honor it. Keep your eyes set on him, not the circumstances, not the problems. Look beyond that. God is our vision. Endure the temptations, and you will find that the power to endure is there. Why? Because you see God and his vision for you rather than the hindrances or the difficulties. That's so important. If you trust what God says in his written word to you personally, you will have faith to believe his promise. If God is working with you through spiritual matters, just as his son was in the wilderness with seemingly no word from himself, endure, persist, knowing he has not left you. Although your answer may tarry, as the scripture in Habakkuk said, it's worth waiting for God's completion in your life. The proof that we haven't lost this vision of him meeting our needs is that we are still in pursuit of his help. Be encouraged over that. And that we are reaching out for more than we have yet grasped. We may not be there yet. If it's a saved person and it's a spiritual need and you're praying and trusting the Lord to help you to see some things more deeply in your own life, we ought to be seeking to be closer to God than what we are today. We ought to be closer to him tomorrow. We ought to be working through things in our life that hinder us from being where God wants us to be. So, as the scripture in Habakkuk said, although your answer may tarry for a while, it's worth waiting for God's completion in your life. And I think about, you know, the Lord's not just going to leave us. He's not like that. He's faithful. The proof is, of course, if we have that heart and we are dedicated and committed to following that through, the Lord will make sure that we come through in every need that we have that otherwise would hinder us from being what He wants us to be. He can meet that need if we trust Him and allow Him to. So maybe you haven't grasped everything yet, but the Lord does not give up. As long as He sees that sincerity and that seeking and that hope, don't get frustrated. Don't give up. He is working out spiritual maturity in our lives. It is not a good thing to be satisfied where we are unless we know we are right where we should be with Him. Don't accept anything less than satisfaction in God and from God. We often get sidetracked and look for satisfaction within ourselves. We try to create ways to help ourselves, and we kind of sometimes try to even not intentionally, I don't at times, but to maybe override the Lord. And we need to really think about that. If we start leaning to human understanding, what can we do that God can't? It's a trap to hinder us from a genuine work of the Lord in our hearts. It's just a trap. If you do this, the work is partial. It's not complete yet. You have not been patient to allow the Lord to see you through. And if you stop at this point, it's a setback. It's a trap. And you are on the road to ruin. Don't do that. Don't give in. Remember, we have God's word. What more do we need than God's word? We don't need anything else. That's enough for us. It is enough that Jesus died, that He died for me. And we need to remember that. So see God's vision, which He has for you. See it through. Be decisive. Be determined that He's worth it. This world is not going to offer us anything, but God does. And we can trust Him. Our reach must exceed our grasp. If we have the inspiration of the vision of God, we have more than we can experience. Beware of the danger of impatience. It will lead you to relaxing spiritually and causes you to miss the mark that God has for you. Impatience, of course, as I said earlier, is a part of our sin nature. But thank the Lord, through Him, we have victory over our sin natures. God models patience in the way He deals with us. He could bring the world to an end at any moment. But He doesn't. He waits so that all who will may come to Him. And that's found in 2 Peter 3:9. God's relentless pursuit of us. He doesn't want to let go of us. He never moves away from us. We move away from Him, but He never moves away from us. That should be such an encouragement to all of us tonight. So His relentless pursuit of us by sending opportunity after opportunity to see Him for who He really is, His long suffering, even when we do not deserve it, is one of the clearest pictures of His patience. Sometimes I think we fail to really see how much God does really love us. And that's due to our selfishness sometimes. We want to take the path of least resistance. And we fail to think about, okay, Lord, I'm going through some difficulties, and they may be hard ones. I'm not saying that. We can all go through difficult times. Everything is not always a pretty picture in our lives and a smooth sailing. And God never promised us that we would not have trials and tribulations. But what did he promise us? That he would see us through if we would trust him. So Psalms 37:7 says that we need to rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. That kind of sums up everything. Don't doubt God if you don't see prayers or something being met that you feel like you have asked for. Just know, trust his character. He's not dropped you. He's not forgotten you. He's working behind the scenes. See, these are things that we need to remember as Christians and as people who are seeking God. We need to fall back on truth, because that's our defense. That's our ally. And God knew that we would need it. He gave us his word. That's what we have need of, is to rely on that, and that will save us a lot of worry. Have you prayed and prayed and waited and waited and still you see no answer or manifestation as you can think of it from God? Are you tired of seeing nothing move? The mountains that need to be moved in your life, the troubles? Are you just at the point of giving it all up? Perhaps you have not waited in the right way. This would take you out of the right place, the place where he can meet you. Don't do that. As long as you keep your attitude and your heart right, God can meet you there. And you've got a communication with him. With patience, wait. Patience takes away worry. And we can find that in Romans 8:25. Romans 8:25. No, did you get that one? Romans 8:25. With patience, wait. Patience takes away worry. He said he would come, and his promise is equal to his presence. It may tarry, like Habakkuk said, but just wait. And his promise is equal to his presence. Don't forget that. His promise is equal to his presence. We don't see him, but we've got his promise that he gave to us, right? He said he was going to go away, but that he would send his Holy Spirit as the comforter to us. And we have it as a Christian. Patience also takes away your weeping, your crying. Why feel sad and despondent? Because he knows your need better than you do. And his purpose in waiting is to bring more glory out of it all. When he meets that need, it will be wonderful and you will know it's complete. Patience takes away self-works. Sometimes flesh, ourselves get in the way and we want to do things our way. We think maybe that we might have a better plan. The work he desires is that you believe. And when you believe, you may then know that all is well. Have faith. Don't do anything to affect your faith. Keep it pure and trust the Lord. You may then know that all is well. Patience takes away all our wants. Your desire for the thing you wish is perhaps stronger than your desire for the will of God to be fulfilled in its arrival. In other words, on his timetable. God works on his timetable, but he takes us into consideration too. And he knows that that we are needy people, and he knows we're frail. So he's so merciful and good to be patient with us. Patience takes away all weakening. Instead of having the delaying time, a time of letting go, know that God is getting a larger supply ready for you, and that it'll keep you from being weak. It'll keep you from stumbling. And he's getting it ready. So patience takes away all weakness, all wobbling, if you'll just be patient and trust him. So in Daniel 8:18, it says to make me stand upon standing. God can make us stand when we don't feel we can stand. He makes our weak points strong points. God's foundations are always steady. Remember what I said earlier? I may tremble upon the rock, but that rock never trembles under me. And when his patience is within, we are steady while we wait. When we have that vision of God and what he's doing, and instead of having like allowing thoughts to come in our mind that, what is he going to do? Is he not going to meet my need? Has he left me? Don't ever feel that way. Patience gives worship. A praiseful patience, sometimes long suffering with joyfulness, is the best part of it all. Just thank the Lord. When you begin to get down and out, just say, Lord, thank you that you're still here. I may not see you. And you can't base spiritual things on emotions. Remember, we've talked about this many times. Emotions will lie to you as well as they'll tell you the truth. We cannot rely on emotions, but we rely on facts and what God has done and what he's told us he's done. We need to allow all these phases of patience to have her perfect work. So while you wait, you will find great enrichment. So let patience have her perfect work. That's found in James chapter 1, verse 4. James chapter 1, verse 4. So we need to keep our focus on the Lord, not the things that we're going through. In closing, let me just give you something very encouraging to close on. It is impossible to fail if you keep a vision of what God has planned for your life, especially when you're going through difficulties. That's when you need to keep that vision of God and to trust his word and what in his promises. This will enable you to be patient and to wait for God to work out every detail concerning your spiritual life. His desire is not to hurt you, not to hurt any of us. But you know what he desires? When I read this one time, it just, earlier in my Christian life, it just really spoke to me. You know, I think maybe I was going through a little bit of a difficult time in my life. And I thought, where is God? I think it was one of the first trials that I went through after I got saved. And although, you know, and you've heard it preached and talked about that being saved does not eliminate the problems, but yet, after you've been saved and you're a young Christian, sometimes you think, where is God? Why is he allowing this to happen? But immediately, the Lord reminded me that He knows where I am. And he knew where I was at that time. And he knew what I needed. And he gave me what I needed. And you know what? I read a scripture that says, he wants to give you the kingdom. That's the best he has to offer. And nothing in this world can ever compete with the kingdom of God. So that's a wonderful thought to close on tonight. So thank the Lord for his word. Thank the Lord that we can keep a vision of him in all of our trials and difficulties in our life. Keep God ever before your eyes and before your heart and your mind. And you'll call on him. You'll be able to call on him for help.